Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishatarine. What follows comprises excerpts from the Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, translations by Trivida Das. Stumastam Chaitanya Kritamati Vimahya Lapadaman Putadaryam Varyam Vajipati Kumaram Vasayitam Vishuddha Svapremon Madamadada Piyushalaharim Pradatum Chanebhyak Padapada Navanvipapakatam. We glorify the unlimitedly compassionate Prince of Brajabhumi, Lord Krishna, who has now advented himself in the supreme abode of Navadvip in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to relish the sweet, intoxicating waves of the ambrosia of love of himself and to distribute that ambrosia to others.
Dharmaspristak satatapadamavishta evatya dharmi drishtim prapto nahikalusatam sishtisukvapi nosan yadatta shri hadidasa sudasvadamattak pamrityat uchayagayat atavilatati stomitam kanchidisham.
One who has not a touch of piety, who is totally immersed in sinful activity, who has never been blessed by the compassionate glance of the devotees or visited any holy place they've sanctified, such a person will still dance in ecstasy, sing loudly, and even fall on the ground and roll around when he tastes the intoxicating nectar of the divine mellows of pure love of God that Lord Chaitanya bestowed. Let me thus glorify that indescribably merciful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yannaptam kamanishta nacha samadikatam yattapo dhyana yoga vairagyasthya gatatva shitibidapina yattarkitam chapi kaischit govinda prema bhajam apina chakalitam yad rahasyam swayam tat namnaiva prarurasid avatatipade yatratam naumi ghoram.
Anyone attached to selfish work, severe penances, mystic yoga and meditation, artificial renunciation, speculative knowledge, motivated prayers to God, and even one absorbed in pure devotion to Govinda but unable to enter into the understanding of the gopi's love for Krishna, such a person can never understand the most elevated platform of pure love of God. Yet Lord Gaurasundar, having advented in this world and propagated the glories of the chanting of the holy names, has revealed that mysterious pure love. Thus I glorify that Lord Gaurasundar.
Drishtak sprishtak kirtitak sansritova durastarapyanatova dritova bremnaksaram datumisho ya eka sri chaitanyam nomi devam dayalum.
I glorify that most merciful Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the only manifestation of the Supreme Lord, who bestows pure love of God to those who simply see or touch Him, as well as to those who glorify, remember, bow down, or worship Him from a great distance.
Kaivalyam nadakayati didashapurakashapushpayati durdantim jayakalasavapatali protkatadangstrayati visham purnasukayati vadimahindradishchakitayati yatkarunyakatakshavaibhavatam tamgodame vastumo.
The goal of the impersonalists, merging into God's brilliant effulgence, becomes like going to hell. The demigods' heavenly abode seem as substantial as sky flowers. The fangs of the untamable snake-like senses are broken. The whole universe overflows with joy, and Brahma, Indra, and all the other gods seem as important as insects. Such are the effects of being empowered by the merciful sidelong glance of Lord Gaurasundar, whom we glorify.
Madhyantak padipihi yasa chadanam bojasa ratro jula premananda miyamitabhada sansa vesupavedita brahma dingsta hasanti nati bahumanyante maha vaishnavan dikku vandicha brahma yoga vidashastam godacham namnuma.
Even the demigods worship Lord Gaurachandra's devotees, who become drunk when they quaff the astoundingly tasty, glorious ambrosia of divine bliss that flows from his lotus feet. Thus inebriated, these devotees laugh at Brahma and the other gods, decry the monistic yogis, and minimize the importance of Lord Vishnu's devotees who don't worship Lord Chaitanya. Thus let me glorify that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raksha daita kalam hatam kiyadidam yogadi vartma kriya margo vapakati kutak kiyadidam sishyadikam vakiyat medinyu dadanadikam kiyadidam premojulaya maha bhaktir vartma kadim padam bhagavatas chaitanya murtim stumak.
When Lord Ramchandra, Lord Nrsingadev, and other incarnations of God slew so many demons, what was the real significance of their acts? And when Lord Kapila and other avatars explained the process of Sankhya Yoga and other yoga systems, what was the actual benefit for mankind? And when Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva create, maintain, and destroy the material universes, how great is their activity, really? And when Lord Varaha retrieved the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean, was it really that impressive a feat? In truth, we don't think any of these deeds is very important. What's really significant is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed the path by which one can reach the most exalted and splendid devotional mellow, Madhurya Ras. Therefore, we glorify that Lord Chaitanya.
Namas Chaitanya Chandraya Koti Chandrana Natriji Premanandavdi Chandraya Charu Chandrang Shuhasine. Namas Chaitanya Chandraya Koti Chandrana Natriji Premanandavdi Chandraya Charu Chandrang Shuhasine.
I offer my most humble prostrations before Sri Chaitanya Chandra, who is like a moon that has just risen up out of the ocean of ecstasy engendered by pure love of God. His face shines like a million moons, and his smile enchants like moonshine.
Yasyaiva parambuja bhakti labhyo prema vidhanak paramak pumato tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste.
O Lord Sri Chaitanya Chandra, one who serves your lotus feet with great devotion attains pure love of God, life's ultimate goal. O most auspicious of all auspicious things in the universe, I bow down to you again and yet again.
Uccharas palayantam katachadanamaho hemadanda prakando bahu prodritya sattam dabatadanatodum pundari kahitaksham vishvasya mangalagnam kimipi hari hari chunmadananda nadar bhande tam diva chuda manamatadadasa vishta chaitanya chandram.
Immersed in the incomparable confidential love that Srimati Radharani bears for Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Chandra raised his arms, which appeared like two golden rods, and danced with great enthusiasm. His hands and feet moved quickly here and there, and his beautiful body trembled. Maddened and intoxicated by transcendental bliss, he cried out, Hari, Hari, and thus destroyed all inauspiciousness in the universe. I bow down with great respect to that lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya Chandra, the crest jewel of all avatars.
Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
Again and again I offer my most humble and respectful prostrations before Sri Chaitanya Chandra, the personification of divine, blissful pastimes. Appearing very beautiful, with the splendor of molten gold, he bestows love of God in the conjugal mellow which no one has ever given before. What follows is the Sri Mukunda Muktavali by Srila Rupa Goswami, translations by Dravida Das.
Navajaladadavarnam champakon basikarnam vikasitanalinasyam vispuran mundahasyam kanakaduchidukulam charabarhavachulam kamapi nikalasaram nomi gopi kumaram.
Let me sing the praises of Mother Yashoda's little son, who is the essence of everything. A charming peacock feather adorns his hair, and his gently smiling face appears like a blooming lotus. Over his ear he wears a beautiful champak flower, and upon his body, whose complexion is like a fresh rain cloud, he wears elegant garments of golden silk.
Mukajita shadadindu, kele lavanya sindhu, kamavidhita kandu, ballavi pranabandhu. Vapadabhasita deinu, kakshanikshipta venu, vachanabhashaga deinu, patu mamandasunu.
May Maharaj Nanda's little son, the very life of the gopis, protect me. As he returns from the pasturing grounds, his body is covered with dust, yet his face conquers the beauty of the autumn moon. With a ball in his hand and a flute tucked under his arm, he controls the cows with his call. His pastimes are truly an ocean of nectar.
Dvasta dushta shankachuda ballavi kalopagoda bhaktamani sadaduna lila kanta pitchachuda akanda lambe manja gunda kele labda dhamma kunda kana vati pulla kunda pahi deva ma makunda.
O Lord Makunda, O embracer of the gopis and killer of the shankachuda demon, please protect me. Wearing a peacock feather in your hair, an elegant gunja garland around your neck, and a kunda blossom over your ear, you play wonderfully within the groves of Vrindavan and arise within your devotees' hearts.
Yagya bangla dushta shakam nunda gauda megbi chakra vishtipoda kinda gobi vikshinopa jata kopa chipta sabya hasta padma dari tocha shaila sabna gupta gosha raksha raksha mam tadaja panka jaksha.
O lotus-eyed Lord, when you stopped the sacrifice to Indra, the king of heaven, he grew angry and dispatched a host of terrible rain clouds to Vrindavan. But upon seeing the distress of the cowherd men, you also grew angry, and you lifted the lofty Govardhan mountain with your left lotus-like hand. In this way you sheltered and protected the whole Vrindavan community. As you protected them, O Lord, please, please protect me also.
Mukta haram dadaduda chakka karam sadam gopi manasi mano jaropi gopi kamse kalanakadambo tangse bhangse rungi tishutuda ting nakshangi.
Adorned with a fine pearl necklace as with a host of stars, the cupid named Krishna rises within the gopis' hearts. May that Krishna who carries the bow of Shanga and who shows anger toward Kamsa, yet who also delights in playing the flute, be affectionate toward us.
Lilo dama jaladada mala shamak shamak kama dabadachi yanti rama asama mavyadakalamuni namstavya gavyapurti prabhudada chakramurti.
May the super excellent form of Krishna, Agasura's enemy, protect me. He is glorified by all sages, pleased with Vrindavan's milk products, and very affectionate toward the beautiful slender gopis. Looking as dark blue as a garland of rain clouds, he plays wonderfully.
Parvavatilashavari patigavari tihadananam nandanandana mandara kutta vandanam jutta chandanam sundari rati mandari kutta kandadam jutta mandadam kundala tuti mandala putta kandadam vajasundadam. Parvavatilashavari patigavari tihadananam nandanandana mandara kutta vandanam jutta chandanam sundari rati mandari kutta kandadam jutta mandadam kundala tuti mandala putta kandadam.
Please worship beautiful Krishna, King Nanda's pleasure abode, whose face steals away the pride of the full moon, Lord of the night. With his body anointed with sandalwood pulp, and his lustrous earrings casting a flood of light upon his throat, he evokes prayers, holds up Govardhan Hill, and makes its caves into trysts where he meets the gopis.
Gokulangana mangalam kutaputana bhavamochanam kundasundada dandamam buddha vrinda vandita lochanam sodabhakada pulla pushkada visparat kada pallavam daivata vrajadulabam buddha ballavi kula vallabam.
Please worship Krishna. His beautiful teeth resemble kunda flowers, and the community of lotuses praise his eyes. Though the demigods cannot approach him, he is the gopi's beloved, Putana's deliverer, and the source of happiness for Vrindavan's courtyards.
Tunda Gandhi Dandito, the Pando Dunks, Mundalam, Maganda Pali, Tanda Valley, Sali, Latta Kundalam, Bulla Bundadika Kunda Clipta Malia Mundanam, Tunda Baho, the Namata Noma Kunsakundanam. Tunda Gandhi Dandito, the Pando Dunks, Mundalam, Maganda Pali, Tanda Valley, Sali, Latta Kundalam, Bulla Bundadika Kunda Clipta Malia Mundanam, Tunda Baho, the Namata Noma Kunsakundanam.
Let me praise Krishna, Kamsa's undoer, whose arms are very powerful. The moon's prowess has been defeated by the effulgence of his face. Shark-shaped jeweled earrings dance at the corners of his cheeks, and a lotus petal garland adorns his chest. May the cowherd boy Krishna, the joy of the gopis, protect you. By the touch of cosmetics, he has made his complexion golden, and the lotus in his hand, his jasmine flower's smile, and his very beautiful eyebrows all make him look playful. His frame spreads like a blossoming creeper.
Injanavadam vatapadivadam niyutadavadam vritagunavadam rakshitagotam preenitagotam tundatagotam nomisagotam Indanavadam vatapadivadam niyutadavadam vritagunavadam rakshitagotam preenitagotam tundatagotam nomisagotam.
O Krishna, O son of Braj's king Nanda, I glorify you. In the company of your devotees, you lifted Govardhan Hill, delighted the cows, protected the land of Vrindavan, hindered Indra, stopped the rain, and scattered the rain clouds. All glories to you. May Lord Krishna shower his mercy upon me. A rain cloud's beauty has been defeated by that of his body, anointed with sandalwood pulp. He succors his wise devotees and pleases the entire earth with his munificence and extraordinary unlimited transcendental pastimes. His beautiful teeth are very white.
Udadik tamodadi the bungam, Navajadadaka the Nolas of Dungam, Yubadiva day to the Malanata Dungam, Panamata Yamana Tataka Dungam. Udadik tamodadi the bungam, Navajadadaka the Nolas of Dungam, Yubadiva day to the Malanata Dungam, Panamata Yamana Tataka Dungam.
Please offer your humble obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna, who is spreading waves of sound with his flute as he performs a dance on the bank of the Yamuna. His effulgence rivals that of the sun's rays penetrating a fresh rain cloud, and he agitates the gopis' hearts with the waves of Cupid.
Navambo danilam jagatoshita shilam makasangi vangsham shikandavatangsam kadalam bivetram vadambo janetram intataspita gundam vade labda kunjam.
Kindly worship Sri Krishna, who has just entered a garden and whose unexcelled character pleases the entire universe. His form, bedecked with many flowers, has a complexion as blue as a fresh rain cloud. He holds his flute to his lips, wears a peacock plume in his hair, rests his hand on his staff, and has eyes as gorgeous as lotus petals.
Ritakshoni badam, kataklesha hadam, jagadhita sadam, maharatna hadam, vidushamakesham, lasadvanyavesham, kripabhiyunadesham, bhajaballavesham.
I worship Lord Krishna, the cowherd's king and an ocean of mercy. He relieves the earth's burden by vanquishing the sufferings of all living beings, and thus his glories are sung throughout the whole universe. His black hair is soft, and around his neck He wears a necklace of rare jewels and a garland of splendid forest flowers.
Ulla sudden ballavi vasasam tuskada stajasa nirjita paspodan baskada pina dostam vayo ulla satchandana pathavak sarvato devaki nandana.
May Lord Krishna, Devaki's source of delight, forever give you protection. He stole the gopis' effulgent garments and placed them on his strong arms, which were beautified with sandalwood pulp. With his effulgence he has defeated the sun.
Sansitestadakam tam gavam chadakam venuna manditam kridanehi panditam databir vishinam danavadavishinam chintaya swaminam bhullavi kaminam.
Please fix your mind on Sri Krishna, the gopi's lover, the demon's enemy, the world's savior, and the cow's herder. Bedecked with pictures drawn with red pigment and holding his flute to his mouth, he plays with unparalleled expertise.
Upata kavalam padaga shabalam madeka shadanam sadoja chadanam adishcha dalanam krishcha lalanam namami samaham sadaiva tamaham. Upata kavalam padaga shabalam madeka shadanam sadoja chadanam adishcha dalanam krishcha lalanam namami samaham sadaiva tamaham.
At every second I bow down to Krishna with great respect. Although he crushed the Arishta demon with unfathomable power, he is attracted by his devotee's loving pastimes. He holds a morsel of food in his hand, he is bedecked with multicolored pollen, and his feet defy the beauty of a lotus. He is my only shelter.
Vihada sadanam hano giradanam panita madanam shashanka vadanam urasta kamalam yashobadamalam kadata kamalam hajishvantamalam. Vihada sadanam hano giradanam panita madanam shashanka vadanam urasta kamalam yashobadamalam kadata kamalam hajishvantamalam.
O friend, without cessation, please worship Krishna, the abode of all loving pastimes. With his spotless fame, his moon-like face, his extraordinarily beautiful teeth, and his chest bearing the Srivats mark, he has become Cupid for the gopis. He twirls a lotus in his hand.
Dushta dvangsha karnikara batangsha kela dvangshi pancha madhvana shangshi gopi cheta keli bhangi niketak patu svairi hantavak kangsavai.
May the Supreme Lord Krishna, the completely independent enemy of Kamsa and the destroyer of demons, protect you from all danger. Wearing a garland of Karnikara blossoms, he performs his pastimes while playing the fifth scale on his flute, and thus enters into the gopis' hearts.
Vrindatavyam kelamanandanavyam kovannadi chittakanda padadi namodgadi mamdukulapahadi nipaurudhak patubarhavachudak.
May Lord Krishna, who wears a peacock plume in his hair, save me from danger. In Vrindavan forest, he enacts his glorious ecstatic pastime of stealing the gopis' silk saris and joking with them as he sits on the branches of a kadamba tree. Thus he has become Cupid in the gopis' minds.
Vachidanake vachayasake vadatabhatim vajanatatim tamavadatistvaditagatir natashadane hadichadane. Vachidanake vachayasake vadatabhatim vajanatatim tamavadatistvaditagatir natashadane hadichadane.
My dear friend, why do you always hurry here and there? Instead, stop for a moment and try to become attracted to Krishna's lotus feet, which have effulgent toenails and which are always turned toward his surrendered devotees.
Uchidapatak polanatatak pashapatati gunavasati samamashuchi jaladavachi manasipadispudatu hari. Uchidapatak polanatatak pashapati gunavasati samamashuchi jaladavachi manasipadispudatu hari.
Krishna is the abode of all excellent qualities and the vanquisher of his devotees' impurities. The leader of the cowherd boys, he looks as resplendent as a rain cloud as he stands on the Yamuna's bank. May he forever appear in my mind.
Okay.
O you who defeated Kaliya and uprooted the Yamalarjun trees, O you whose beguiling pastimes please everyone, O you whose dancing eyes defeat the dancing Kunjan birds, O Krishna, please protect me.
Bhuvanavasit padamahimadam vadavidichitnakalakarokadasam vadavidichitayishodatanayavadam vadnamalashitam mejitapitambaram.
O you who wear yellow garments, O you whose glories are loudly sung throughout all three worlds, O demon smasher, O darling of Yashoda, O Krishna, please fulfill my ardent desires to serve you.
Chikutukadam batachada chikundam balavanirjata vadachati kundam vadavutinirjata mudjata kundam kudatapadavata sabadimukundam. Chikutukadam batachada chikundam balavanirjata vadachati kundam vadavutinirjata mudjata kundam kudatapadavata sabadimukundam.
In his hair he wears an exquisite peacock plume. His teeth defeat the beauty of kunda buds. His forehead puts the crescent moon to shame. O wise men, take Mukunda into your hearts at once.
Yakpadi rakshita sodabe lakshitas tadabisa sodabe madana daksha mulali vadana kodadi shali sadashita kushalam tadavanamali. Yakpadi rakshita sodabe lakshitas tadabisa sodabe madana daksha mulali vadana kodadi shali sadashita kushalam tadavanamali.
Although he protects many thousands of cows, and though he is accustomed to practicing his flute, he is nonetheless very expert at destroying the demons who fear the demigods. May Krishna, who wears a forest flower garland, shower his mercy upon you.
Ramata nikala dimbe vena pitoshta bimbe hatakala nakodambe ballavi datta chunde bhavatu mahata nande tatta vakke likande jagadabada datunde bhakta dovi mukunde.
He delights the sons of Vrindavan's cowherd men, and he worships his father, Nanda. Though the gopis kiss him, the flute vies with them for the privilege of drinking the nectar of his red bimba fruit lips. He kills innumerable demons and holds uncountable universes in his abdomen. May great devotion for Mukunda awaken in your heart.
Pashiba yuvati goshti chumbitashi maroshti smadatala lita drishti nimitananda vrishti tavajala dada dhama patova krishna nama pubunam hodada vesha malani mutresha.
His eyes, excited by Cupid, restlessly move about, showering bliss upon the cowherd's daughters who kiss his luscious lips. With his luster like a fresh cloud and his delightful garland, his appearance is the sweetest within all three worlds. May the form of the holy name of Krishna forever protect you. The following is a selection of verses from Anchalila, chapter 1. Entitled Rupa Goswami's Meeting with the Lord. These are excerpts from the Vidugdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. First about Vrindavan.
Sugandha makanda pakadamakadanda simadari vinisyande vandi kritamadabha vrindam huridam kritando lammando natapadana laishchandana gader mamanandam vinda vipanamatulang tundalayati.
The sweet, fragrant honey oozing from newly grown mango buds is again and again attracting groups of bumblebees, and this forest is trembling in the softly moving breezes from the Malaya hills, which are full of sandalwood trees. Thus the forest of Vrindavan is increasing my transcendental pleasure. This verse is spoken by Krishna himself and is translated by Srila Prabhupada.
Vrindavanam divilata paditam latashta pushpaspuridagra bhaja bhushpani chaspita madhuvratani madhuvratascha shrutihari gita.
My dear friend, see how this forest of Vrindavan is full of transcendental creepers and trees. The tops of the creepers are full of flowers, and intoxicated bumblebees are buzzing around them, humming songs that please the ear and surpass even the Vedic hymns. This one is spoken by Balaram to Sri Dama.
Kachibringi Gitam, Kachidanalabongi Shishidata, Kachinvalilasyam, Kachidamalamali Padimala, Kachindara Shali, Kadakapalapari Desabaro, Rishikamam Vrindam, Pamadayiti Vrindavanamidam.
My dear friend, this forest of Vrindavan is giving great pleasure to our senses in various ways. Somewhere bumblebees are singing in groups, and in some places mild breezes are cooling the entire atmosphere. Somewhere the creepers and tree twigs are dancing, the mallika flowers are expanding their fragrance, and an overabundance of juice is constantly flowing in showers from pomegranate fruits. This verse is spoken by Krishna to his coward friend Madhumangal.